It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the program. I'm Lori Rubenson, talking sports, having fun with you on The Fan at 888-808-1019. That number again, 888-808-1019. Producing tonight, it's Rami Levy behind the glass. I will be with you for 4 big hours until 1 a.m. And, I've overcome adversity here in the station. I got to be honest with you. It was touch and go there on whether I could unravel the cord around my headphones. But I'm convinced that some idiot had to have come in and just purposely made them as absolutely tied into knots as could possibly done. But unless there's like a camera, I'm probably that idiot. I just don't understand what the hell I did. But anyway, fortunately, I was able to get it done and be here on the air for you. Overcoming adversity. All right, so we got the Mets here on Sunday Night Baseball as we speak. We'll keep you posted there. And Luis Severino pitching like kind of the vintage, he's a rediscovered, if you've been listening to, with David Cohn and what they're saying on the, and if you've been watching him all season long with the Mets, it is a new Luis Severino with some of the velocity that he had in his Yankee days, but somebody who, with all the pitch tipping and all of that, went back and decided, I guess, finally, with desperation, to go to driveline, to reinvent himself, to add additional pitches to his arsenal. And this version of Severino trying to keep the Mets win this series against the Cubs, the rubber game tonight. Mets up 4-0 in the sixth inning, 2 runners on. And there looks like a pop-up to get out of the inning. And that's it. Strands, a pair. And Severino threw 6, Mets up 4-0. Rubber game there. Interesting times here. I guess my question off the top for you, Mets fans, Yankee fans, we've got the Subway Series. And the first 2 games of the Subway Series upon us this week. And there are times when it has felt like, to me, over the last few years, there have been times where the Subway Series, I have felt like it lacks juice. Now, some of that was last season. If the Mets are really playing poorly and in the doldrums, and the Yankees are playing well, then they're a little of that big brother, little brother narrative playing out there, but not in a way. Look, if you're a Yankee fan, you're excited, you're happy about it, you want domination, but it's a little like you're the big brother and you got your hand out on the little brother's head and he's swinging away and not and hitting air. But at the moment, I feel like the Subway Series at this moment has some juice. And has some juice because, look, the Yankees are still 52 wins, only 28 losses, a .650 winning percentage, first place in the division. So, in that sense, big picture, Yankees, first place in the division. And between the Yankees and the Orioles, a comfortable lead over then Boston, Tampa, Toronto. And when you're looking at the wild card picture, comfortable in terms of the Yankees and big picture, in terms of making the postseason. But here we are, this Yankee team that has played so well for most of the season and now has Gerrit Cole back, and Gerrit Cole going to start in the Subway Series. And yet, Yankees losing today to the Atlanta Braves have now lost three series in a row. The Yankees have now lost three series in a row. And they've lost their record in the last 10 games. 3-7. 3-7 in the last 10. Yankees are not playing great baseball right now. Now, you can't blame Nestor Cortez, who pitched, look, a couple bad pitches, but pitched very well and gave the Yankees length. 7 innings to spare the bullpen today. Pitched well enough to win. But the offense did very little. And the problem, of course, also with the Yankees is this team that is 52-28, 650 winning percentage, first place in the division. But not just dropping three series in a row, 3-7 in the last 10, but as Joe Girardi rightfully pointed out on the YES broadcast today, all of their losses on this homestand were to left-handed starters, left-handed starting pitching. Now, one of them they kind of beat up on, but they, Luis Gil, I mean, they gave up so many runs that that game was sort of in the rear view mirror if you blinked. But otherwise, they struggle against left-handed pitching. And it's not so much the lefties that you're worried about. It's righties in that lineup are supposed to beat up on left-handed pitching. You can't blame Aaron Judge, but where is everybody else? And that everybody else should be Gleyber Torres, should be DJ LeMahieu. And now, with Giancarlo Stanton out, then for all the Yankee fans who were in the, let's get rid of Stanton. Stanton did his part in the offseason, came in shape in a way that he was absolutely mashing, providing protection for the two MVP candidates in this lineup, hitting home runs, driving in runs, being a presence, being a right-handed bat. And suddenly, this lineup, this Yankees lineup, is shorter. And not just that, thinner, shorter, but against left-handed pitching, that is a right-handed bat, right-handed mashing bat, power bat that's out of the lineup. And, the sad thing is that this is the perfect spot for the Martian, Jason Dominguez, to come up from the minor leagues and be that presence. And of course, he's injured. And so, look, we're not right at the trade deadline. The Yankees, I like the move of picking up J.D. Davis, former Met J.D. Davis, for, basically a bag of balls for nothing. Pick him up, see what happens. Sounds like they're thinking of platooning him at first base, potentially playing him at DH. But you know what? He is serviceable at third base. He really is. He's fine. And get that bat in there. Would it shock me? J.D. Davis, first of all, he may have been playing poorly this year, but he is a generally above average bat and right-handed bat. And would it shock me, and does it add a little something-something, talking about the juice, the Subway Series, the fact that he's a former Met and that the Mets got rid of him? Is there a little extra motivation? The answer, of course. I mean, right now, he's going to be thrilled and wanting to play and getting a chance and getting off the Oakland A's and getting to the New York Yankees and wanting to prove that he belongs. And yes, he's got a little over a month before the trade deadline to show the Yankees, who even before Rizzo got hurt, had to be in the market for a corner infield bat, whether it's first base, third base, somebody that you're plugging in, and then LeMahieu can move to the other position. They had to be looking for a corner infield bat at the trade deadline anyway, so now he gets a preview. He gets an opportunity to show you don't have to get out there. I'm your guy. That's going to be really interesting to watch. So, but if interesting here, and I guess so, I'll put it to you. Scale of 1 to 10, how much juice right now does the Subway Series have? One is, I could not be less interested. I'd rather, I don't know, like mow the lawn or I don't know, you know, go to a movie. Like, I'm just not interested. 10 is, dial me in. I'm riveted. I won't miss an inning. But 1 to 10, like, how interested, how much juice does this Subway Series have where Mets fans, the Mets are doing the opposite of what they did last year. Last year, they were looking like a team with a pulse that might be okay and somewhat, you know, relevant until June, when their June swoon was epically pathetic and convinced ownership and management that it was time for a sell-off. Now, they had a May that was the worst in baseball, and we were all talking about a sell-off for the Mets. Which part?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's like a rummage sale. And put a for sale sign on the lawn. And now suddenly, you know, all the talk about, oh, are they trading Pete Alonso? Who are they trading Pete Alonso to? Pete Alonso's not getting traded. The National League is so bad, it's such rubbish. There are two teams that are out of it in the National League. But the National League is so bad that after the Braves, who are the top wild card spot, and the three division leaders, every other team in the National League is in play within two games of a wild card spot because there's two wild card spots up for grabs. And if you have anything even sniffing, you don't even have to have a 500 record. If you have a 500 record, oh my God, you get a participation trophy. But if you could be below 500 and you are still in the wild card hunt, which is also going to make it very difficult if you're trying to buy at the deadline. Not going to be a ton of inventory to sell. Everybody's in it. Which is also why I heard Pat Boyle talking before. totally agree here is the David Stern interesting strategy here, and they won't be the only team, by the way, the Mets. Other teams are going to be pulling this off, too. In this sea of mediocrity, and not even mediocrity, subpar, below mediocrity, teams below 500, but still in a wild card hunt, why not them? You know, in the sea of those teams, there will be teams who will be trying to do the buy-sell. Where do you have a little bit of excess? In the Mets' case, that's starting pitching. You have a little extra starting pitching, and frankly, you have some guys in the minors like Christian Scott, like Jose Buto. You have guys you'd actually rather give a spot to. At some point, it sounds like Kodai Senga will come back, may come back, is scheduled to come back. So if you've got potentially those guys, then if you can trade a Jose Quintana, if you can trade one of these starting pitchers for something else, that whether that's a prospect or whatever it is, and clear it out, move somebody else in, you're going to do that. The buy-sell. Teams are going to be doing the buy-sell. trying to compete. Now, I don't think what you'll see will be the Mets giving away a part that is as integral as a Pete Alonso. That only happens if they were really going to be out of it and they were playing the kind of baseball they had played in May. Now, I don't think that's going to happen. So I don't think you'll see an Alonso. Now, on the other hand, for Mets fans, my goodness, if they could get rid of Jeff McNeil, if there were any takers, they'd be thrilled. And for the Yankees, for a team that's in first place, for a team that's been so good, for a team that just got back Gerrit Cole, they definitely need to add to the bullpen, no doubt about that. J.D. Davis is going to get a chance to prove himself, but I think the Yankees are going to be in the market for another infielder. And if you're doing the buy-sell and you're the Yankees, I mean, look, I know there are plenty of Yankee fans who would love for them to sell Gleyber Torres and go get somebody else. But right now, with the whether you like Anthony Rizzo, whether you like Stanton or not, I mean, I think most Yankee fans at the moment would have been pretty high on Stanton. But when you're losing bats from the middle of your lineup, I doubt they're trading a Gleyber. I think it's going to be an addition there. Adding an infielder, an infield bat, and then certainly you got to build up that bullpen. All right, 888-808-1019. You know what? He's been waiting a little while, so let's grab a couple of these that we're holding on for Pat. Let's go to Bobby in Belmore. What's going on, Bobby?
Yeah, hi. How are you?
I'm doing well, Bobby. What do you got for me?
Things. Yeah. Number one. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, hi. Quick, three. Number one, 4/5 of the Yankees infield sucks, you know, including the catcher. I know he's a part of Barry, so it's amazing that they're in first place. We know stuff's going on Judge.
In terms of the catcher, like, let's be fair, is I get it. If you want to say that first base is a problem, you want to say second base is a problem, you want to say third base is a problem. The catcher, the problem is simply just throwing out base runners. In every other aspect of the position, Trevino has played well. Where I'd be looking if I were the Yankees is I actually would go out. I would go out and get a new backup catcher. I would put Wells in the minor leagues, and I'd get somebody. I'm just going to toss a name out to you just because he threw out 4 out of 5 base runners yesterday, and so he's popping in my brain. But somebody like a Jacob Stallings. Go get somebody like that as a backup catcher. So if you find yourself in a late-inning situation where people are, you know, you're afraid of somebody stealing bases or whatever, you have somebody that you can put in there. But I would put catcher in a slightly different position than the other spots, which I hear you, are a problem.
Well, he hasn't really hit that well either, you know, if that's what I was saying.
He's hitting okay.
Okay, now a couple other things. I think Dominguez has a case of Stanitis. This guy's been a young player. He's been had two serious injuries. His last two years. I mean, guys, that's something you got to be concerned about. And number three, speaking of Stanton, I think Vegas, I don't know if they came out with a line yet, if they have this line of the bookmaker, but there should be an over or under for how many games he plays before he gets hurt. I would put it at 81. What do you think?
On the season or because he already got
hurt? No, how many games he plays before he gets hurt. Every year, this guy takes a 6 to 8 week vacation.
Well, if you took I wouldn't call it a vacation. I'm not claiming that he's not hurt, but to your point, if you said 81 on the over under, then obviously the under this year, because they're not quite there at 81. So, yeah, look, here was the quote from Brian Cashman, and you know, at the time, it was controversial. Back in November, we all remember this, right? Brian Cashman, back in November, said, here's the quote from Cashman. I'm not going to tell you he's, and this is about Stanton, all right? He said, I'm not going to tell you he's going to play every game next year because he's not. He's going to wind up getting hurt again, more likely than not, because it seems to be part of his game. At the time, end quote, Rami, we were all like, I mean, I was like, holy crap, that's his own GM? Like, how, that sounds like the kind of thing you say behind closed doors in the arbitration hearing when you have to trash your own player because you want to try and get his dollars down, his contract down. But what GM, that's saying the quiet part out loud. No GM actually just comes out and says, oh, by the way, one of my star players who I pay boku dollars to, of course he's going to get hurt. He always gets hurt. Now, we all thought it, but his own general manager saying it after he said it, Stanton's agent was like super pissed off, rightfully so. I mean, it's like a terrible thing to say about your own player. And we were all like, oh my God, I can't believe he said it. However, Rami, is there anything about that statement that Brian Cashman's saying, I'm not going to tell you he's going to play every game because he's not. He's going to wind up getting hurt again more likely than not because it seems to be a part of his game. Cashman said that. Here we are. It's June. He's hurting on the injured list. Stanton told us probably for 4 weeks. He was right, right, Rami?
Part of his game is the most degrading part. It's like he hits for power. he does this well. He does that well.
Right,
and part of his game is he gets hurt.
Right. He has a level swing. He has the highest exit velo in baseball. Those are aspects of his game. And part of his game also, if you're looking at his arsenal, part of his game is the injured list.
Yeah, that's the most degrading part of it. But yeah, he's not wrong. Like, that's what he does. That's what he's proven to do the last few years. And here we are, and no one was shocked by it because guess what? When everyone called up for the last 2 months saying, whoa, Dominguez, how are we going to get him involved in the lineup? It's like, oh, just you wait. The injury is going to come. I mean, I'm pretty sure the morning show, tomorrow morning, you hear them, they're going to pay off their bet. They have a pool going for what part of Stanton's body is going to get hurt first. I'm pretty sure Al Dukes won the pool.
Right.
He guessed hamstring.
Right. Well, you had hamstring, quad, and calf had to be like your three, and oblique.
Right.
Like,
those were the four.
So those have to be, I would guess, your front runners. Because with Stanton, I mean, for anybody, of course, there's always the hit by pitch on a wrist or whatever. But that's not what you're getting. The soft tissue injury is where you had to be going with Stanton. And, of course, there it is. And you feel bad for the guy. He lost weight. It sounds like he, you know, at this point, basically lives in a yoga studio, I think, in the off season, trying to, like, improve flexibility and all this stuff. Does anything he possibly can, but the size, body composition, you know, at this point, it's the, you kind of feel like maybe he should be, you know, he needs more like a John Kruk body type. Like be a little less muscular, get into worse shape, beef up a little bit, maybe have a donut and a spare tire around your middle, and maybe with a little more fluffiness to the body. somehow you won't get hurt as much? I don't
know. Look like the guy Assad who started for the Cubs tonight.
Yeah, you need a little bit of that body type there. I don't really know what to tell you, but he, you know, feel bad for him. But now for the Yankees against left-handed pitching, which was a problem anyway, and now you take that big righty bat, mashing bat, out of the lineup, this is a first-place team. But, you know, it's the Mets who actually, at least in the month of June, the Mets who are, like, leading baseball and runs scored and mashing the ball with J.D. Martinez, creating an offensive approach and accountability on the Mets that seems to be, there is a J.D. Martinez effect that is not surprising, that I expected, but I talked about in the offseason, not because I'm a genius, because he did the same thing with the Red Sox. You saw this coming, and now it's having that impact on the Mets. All right. 888-808-1019. Eli, you're up next. We're opening up the phones. Join the fun. Be right back.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.